Hello, welcome to Berwick Film and Media Arts Festival. My name is Christina and I'm on the programming team for the festival this year. We're here in conversation with the film director Muad El Salem, whose film This Day Won't Last is in the Berwick New Cinema competition. This is Muad's debut film. He is a filmmaker living and working in Tunisia. And we're also joined in the conversation by Noor Alamal, one of Muad's close collaborators.
Muad, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful and very affecting film with us. And could you start by letting us know a little bit about what inspired or motivated you to create this work?
Well, there is one night before 2 years, I think, I was with Noor. And in this period, I was so depressed and I was working too far from my family and where I born. And in this period, I have a boyfriend in this period, but we broke up. So I was so depressed and I left him and I know no one in the capital. In this period, Noor, she came to my house and we was talking and all. I told her I love cinema and we was talking about homosexuality in Tunisia and all. When you are homosexual in Arab Muslim country, you are in danger always, even if you try to be safe. You are always in danger. I try to show this, but without showing my face, to show a message, but with my way and with the eyes of a Tunisian homosexual. So she told me that, okay, you can do that. And this is how all it starts, because I never study cinema. It's very expensive for me. But I always love cinema and I love taking pictures and all this. So she said, okay, let's do it. Let's work together and see what we can do. And it was like this.
And did you say that it was two years ago, or it's been a period of time?
Yeah.
I wonder, has it changed at all during that time? Was it always meant to be this kind of film, or
after this film I feel more good, you see. I feel comfortable, I feel safe, because my message as I succeed to show the message. I try to make a pressure on the government, because even in nowadays you know that in Tunisia you can be in the prison for 3 and 5 or maybe 15 years just because you are gay or just because you love a man. And that's not only the boys, even for lesbian, you see. Now I have too many friends in the prison just because they are in love, you see. So I hope someday that we can change all that, maybe with this film or maybe with all the persons and all the activists who try to change that. Someday maybe we can change it.
There's a really strong sense in the film of activism, and I think it's really beautiful the way that you bring together like these poetic details, but also bigger sense of activism, which goes much beyond maybe one person. How do you see this relationship between image making and activism? Do you see activism as separate to filmmaking, or is it a close relationship for you?
There is always a good relationship, you see. Whatever, everyone have his way to show. For example, for me, I found that the film can make impression. For other person, they think with dancing or maybe going in the street and just said that's us. Everyone have his way. So I think that we are so close together. And that's good in Tunisia that, for example, when someone was arrested by the police or whatever he do, I'm talking about homosexual, we all stay together and trying to help him. So I think the relationship between us is so strong.
I think that really comes across in the film, and it's the film is obviously very personal, but you really get a sense of this collective. And I think there's one sentence in the film that I remember very strongly. It's something about, I will continue to record this for my friends, or I'll continue to share, which I thought is very striking. Because in the credits, you are actually credited with everything. Director, editor, sound person, but I imagine that it was not only, or how was it for you? Were you making the film also with other people or with friends?
They were so far from me, you know. They don't live in Tunisia, but for me, when I feel so bad or depressed or whatever, I always try to send some message for my friends and tell them about what I feel. For example, now, Christina, I'm talking with you, but I'm in my house and this is not safe for me. I'm glad that they doesn't understand English, you know. So, for example, if the conversation was in Arabic, that will be so, so risky for me because my family are so religious and they don't accept that you be different. Even for now, for example, with my dad, when I do whatever, he said, oh my God, you are not a girl or a boy. There is what's happening to you. You are between a boy and a girl. We hate that. We don't respect that. So you see, for me, every moment in my life was so hard.
The film also gives such a sense that you feel that danger actually all the way through it. But at the same time, it feels also so necessary to make it and to have some kind of visibility, even if it's, you know, your face is not completely recognizable. I mean, it's interesting because making a film is so much about visibility, but then you can limit what you show.
I never saw my film in a big... I only watch my film on my phone. Sometimes it hurts that you can't watch it in a festival or something like this. But I'm so glad that my friends can see it.
You're able to share it just by sending the film to people on their phones?
Only for close friends. And I always change the password, you see. I can be in real danger. I don't want to be in the prison because of that. For example, if you are in the prison, you need a lawyer. And I can't support all this. And more than this, they can kill me with the name of the religion, you see. Not my religion, the Arabic religion, the Islam. Gay should kill all the gay. It is something is not natural, you see. And here they don't have a good education about that. They always talk, okay, Tunisia is so good. It's a beautiful country with the summer, the beach, the all, you see. But the mentality, the way they think is not that good. Not all. But we talk about 80% from the population. There is some gays who talk with the name of the religion. And they said, no, we are not normal. So even gays here, for me, I studied too much about this. So I know this is who helped me to accept it myself. For example, if I was a normal person who is not good educated, maybe I will think in the same way than the others, you see. Because religion make too much pressure. And the day that I left this religion, I feel so good. There is no more pressure. So, yeah.
I'm interested in, or maybe you could talk a little bit about time in the film, because in a way it feels like an archive. You know, it has all these... fragments in it, and it's very also set very, it feels very set in the present in a way that a diary, it's talking about each day one at a time, this happened or this feels like this. But I also get a sense that there's a lot of reflections on the future, or a kind of something looking towards the future.
It's all about hope. I don't know if you are talking about the present. It's too hard to be free, and I'm not sure that in this 10 years we can be free, but there is always hope. And I know that this day will never stay the same, you know, because we will change it someday, and I have good feeling about this. Not today, not tomorrow, maybe in 10, 20, 30 years, I don't know, maybe when I die. But I'm sure that always there is persons who will fight for this.
There's also very much these I mean, I think dream and nightmare are both really sort of present in the film. So some like quite beautiful dream, a hope, like you said, a hopefulness, but there's also a sense of nightmare, a sense of dread. I'm wondering about how those two parts of the imaginary came together for you.
You saw in my film that there is always that I'm the majority of my film, I'm in my room with my cats. So this is my space, and in this space, it's a space for imagination and all. And with my cats, I feel more better. So I don't know how to explain, but it just come like this, you see, when you are alone in your space, you open your mind and you try to fly.
I think that explains it very well. I love the images of the cat. It's very tender, like this witnessing.
So yeah. I have 10 cats and they are my life. I give all my energy and my life for my cats.
That's amazing.
They're my family. Yeah,
very beautiful. So I'm wondering about if you intend to keep making films. Are you going to keep making films and keep making work?
Yeah, I think yes. You know that the picture in the film was in with my phone, and my phone is too old. You see, my face is not that beautiful in the in camera. And I use a camera jetable, Feroz. Comment dit ça?
Disposable cameras.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had limited technical means.
Yeah.
But it was also a decision to go, not to wait for more means,
yes,
but just to, because there was an urgency.
Yeah. I think yes, because I know that with the sample stuff that we have, we can make a beautiful beautiful thing. You see, we don't need too much money, or we don't need the good camera to show all this. So even I believe in this. Even for the big films and all, we don't need all this money. You see, with sample thing, we can make beautiful thing. For the future, yes, of course there will be too much more films.
Too much. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them. I found also really, I was struck also by how much movement there is in the film. I mean, of course, the title, it's also sort of about movement. It's about this won't last, this will change. But also a lot of the images, there's like the sea, there's dancing, there's the breeze and curtains or something like this. And I wonder if, is there a choice to choose these things to film, these moments?
They just became like this, you see. For example, for the way the dancing, or you see the part when I'm eating the chewing gum like this. For the straight homophobic Tunisian, if they will saw this, they will feel so nervous and they will feel too much hate. I do it just like this to make him, I don't know, to show them that we are here, because they hate that. The way of the dancing, it's just like this, it's sampled, because life is too simple, you see. Why it will be so? Just let's take every moment like there is. I don't know, maybe today we are together, tomorrow we are not. We don't know about the future, you see. Just let's feel like this, it's simple, you see.
Is there anything else you would like to share with people about the film?
Just try to love yourselves, to be you, just accepted yourself like the way you are, whatever you are, homosexual, straight, your color, your life, your religion, whatever, just accept yourself, just be you, accept yourself and love yourself, of course. Love is so important. Don't hate the people, don't hate. Hate is not good. Let's forget the religion, the distance between us, the countries, all this. When you meet someone, just try to support them, because you don't know what's happening in his life, what he feels, if he's that strong or not. Just try to smile. This is simple, you see.
Well, thank you so much for sharing such a beautiful conversation about the film.
Thank you for you too. I'm so glad and I'm so happy too. And I want to say too, thank you for Noor, because without no, that will be not, the message will be never passed to my room, you see.
Yeah, I wanted to say that it really was a collaboration with many, many different people and many encouragements from different sites and different countries. And I really want to thank David, who did the sound for the movie. But we call him the sound engineer, but in fact, he was the psychologist of the movie. And also Huda, who made the music. She really conveyed the hope and the struggle and the fighting very well in her music and her rhythms. So yeah, it's a collaborative work, and also the work of all the activists who were before us and who are fighting now with us are very important. So thank you for giving us the platform.
Thank you so much to Muad and to Noor for joining me in this really generous conversation about the film.